This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 116 for Monday, October 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts posted losses on Monday, backing away from recent highs as overbought price sentiment had investors booking profits and covering long positions. Canola was 30 cents to $2 lower in the most active months, January down $1.70 at $549.30 per ton. Chart-based selling was a feature, but ample supplies in the commercial pipeline added to the soft tone, with end users well supplied for the time being. However, gains in Chicago soy oil and a soft tone in the Canadian dollar did provide underlying support. A lack of significant farmer selling pressure, as harvest operations have wrapped up across the prairies, also helped temper the declines. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed with small gains in the most active months, while wheat and corn were both lower. Soybeans, a few cents to either side of unchanged. January, up 2.5 cents at 1083.5 per bushel. Soybeans did hit fresh four-year highs in overnight activity, but ran into resistance as the day progressed. Solid export demand and persistent dryness concerns in South America provided support. The USDA announced private export sales of 121,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, and an additional 135,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines. Corn futures are lower. The December contract down 1.5 cents at 417.75. Losses in wheat accounted for much of the spillover selling pressure there. The U.S. corn harvest is estimated to be about 3/4 complete, but recent precipitation may cause delays for the final quarter. Wheat futures, they posted large losses today. Minneapolis spring wheat down 13 cents in December at 565 per bushel. Kansas City down 17 cents at 552 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in December at 620 per bushel. Weekend snows and rain across the dry U.S. plains, with calls for more precipitation, sparked the sell-off as winter wheat crops were in need of moisture. However, solid export demand did provide support, with the 11 million tons exported during the marketing year to date running 4% ahead of the year-ago pace. A declining production estimate out of Argentina was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.